Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking right now about IDF, Israeli Defense Forces Deputy Chief, as he explains how Israel is consistently prepared and ready for the unexpected. You know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel is in a rough neighborhood. And we've been talking extensively here on VFN TV, the threats that Israel faces day in and day out. I mean, think about it. The Middle East, they're completely surrounded. A country smaller than the state of New Jersey, smaller than the country of Ecuador, and they have enemies to the south of them, enemies to the north of them, enemies to the west of them. I had to get my directions right, but they're completely surrounded. And just alone from Gaza Strip, and from 2005 till the present, over 10,000 rockets have been launched into Israel. And so you're gonna be hearing from this Israeli Defense Force Deputy Chief as he talks about, listen, we must be vigilant, we must be prepared, and we're ready. We're ready for the unexpected. In fact, watch this.
Iraq. Well, with war raging in Syria, Iran gaining power, and Hezbollah building up its deadly missile stockpile, the deputy chief of the Israeli Defense Forces recently explained to the media the deadly threats facing Israel. Chris Mitchell brings us that story from Jerusalem.
With all the threats on Israel's borders, its number one threat is about 1,000 miles away, Iran.
I would like to emphasize the fact that Iran is a different foe comparing to anything we experienced before in our 68 years of independence.
General Golan says that Iran sees itself as an empire and is reaching into nearly every area of the Middle East to become the dominant power in the region, from Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and beyond.
Just unbelievable. You can find Iran today everywhere.
He said Israel takes Iran very seriously.
When I hear Khamenei and every other prominent Iranian person talking about the inspiration of Iran, about the urgent need to eliminate Israel, I take it very, very seriously. They are not joking.
Golan also pointed a finger at Hezbollah, Iran's terrorist arm spread throughout Lebanon. They have more than 100,000 missiles aimed at Israel.
This is unprecedented threat to the Israeli civilians.
He described what Israel's next war inside Lebanon would look like.
We are not going to see small war in Lebanon. It's going to be decisive. It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF. And I'm sorry to say that. I have no, I don't feel any sense of happiness when describing that. That could create devastating damage to Lebanon.
In addition to trouble all around, Israel must fight cyber attacks and terrorism within its borders. For all these challenges, Golan says, the IDF needs to be prepared for the unexpected.
Because changes in the region are so frequent, so we have to monitor the situation all the time, and we have to be prepared to all kind of developments.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
It's so important that you keep Israel close to your heart and continue to pray for their peace, continue to pray for their safety, and continue to pray for the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I believe he's a chosen man for this day and this hour, and he needs wisdom, and he needs help, and he needs favor with other leaders in the world. We want to keep Israel safe.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.